Lake County is home to many minority entrepreneurs who strengthen the local small business community. Each week, we'll bring you one of their stories. Welcome to Neighborhood Voice. I'm your host, Erica Fizer, and this week we're hearing from Virginette Fitzpatrick of Stella V Cafe in Hammond. Thank you for joining me, Virginette.
Thank you for having me.
So not only are you owner-operator, but you're also chef, right?
Yes.
And what got you into cooking and wanting to have your own restaurant?
I've probably been cooking the majority of my life. I come from a cooking family. And then I used to watch a lot of Julia Child, Yen Can Cook, you know, all those fun Saturday morning cooking shows, whatever was coming on, I was watching those. So after I was in my junior year of college, about to graduate, my passion for cooking just kind of kicked into full gear. So like I would watch Food Network all day and then couldn't sleep unless I went to the store and cooked something. So I realized, yeah, maybe this is what I need to do. So I finished my bachelor's and a year later went to culinary school and just been going ever since. Owning my own business, in my mind, you know, you have that false sense of, oh, I'm going to be able to do whatever I want. I'll have so much more free time. And the reality is, no, you don't. But it's still when I need to step away, I can. You know, you make it happen. So just the freedom of being able to go at my own pace, be creative in the way I choose to be, and express my love and my passion for food on my terms is what made me open my own business.
And how long have you had the cafe?
I have been in business 4 years. It was 4 years, November 1st.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And so can you talk about your process for just getting started and what it was like, you know, getting the business set up?
So my journey really took a turn. Originally, I wanted to have a food trailer so that it could eventually become a food truck or, you know, financially, trailer was less expensive. So I purchased a food trailer. I took a business plan course at the Hub of Innovation in Hammond, Indiana. And they had a cafe location across the street from where our classes were that had become available. And so the teacher, Jackie DeRosa, was like, hey, she said to me and a few other students, you know, cafe's available. Go check it out. See, you know, if it's something you may be interested in. And she stressed to me that it really fit my business plan. It just wasn't a truck. It was a brick and mortar. So winter was coming. I went and checked it out. I was in a position where it was time to leave my job. And so I went and checked it out and wrote a proposal the next day. And a day later or 2 days, they were like, yeah, you've got it. And I had like 2 weeks to open it or something crazy, 2 or 3 weeks. And so from then on, it was fast paced, time for the cafe. So a friend of mine in Chesterton, we got together and made it happen, you know.
Yeah, so. 2 to 3 weeks seems like no time.
Yeah, I had a lot of support, like immediate support because, yeah, it was like I need to make a miracle happen. And so, you know, a few friends pitched in and we made it happen.
And you said that you got connected to that through the Hub Innovation?
Yes, the Hub of Innovation is located in Hammond.
And how did you hear about that?
Through a former coworker who now works for the city of Hammond. She works for HDC, and so the Hammond Development Corporation. They offer courses for businesses. So, like I said, it was the business plan writing course, and it's called Next Level. They have Next Level 1 and 2. You go through the program. They have small business loans. It's a small, what is it called? We call it the think tank, but it's a, you know, where there's offices, people.
Oh, yeah, like a co-working space.
Yes, it's a co-working space. Yes. So within that, so you can rent offices. They have printing services. So they offer a lot of programs. They just took on a new client. Chelsea Whittington, and she will be teaching courses there, you know, so it's just a nice place to go and, you know, learn more about business and get ready to do your own business.
Well, great. That'll be a really good resource, I think, for other entrepreneurs who might be looking for a place to go to get a business plan and
definitely
find out about resources.
Definitely. The Hammond Hub of Innovation is in Hammond, Indiana. Call them and ask for Jackie DeRosa. She is in charge of the programming. So, yes.
And so that's how you got into your space.
That's
and
how
you've
I got
been
into
in
my
there
space.
4 years, he said, right?
So,
now.
Oh, no. So, my original space, that's how I got in. So, actually, I am located inside of the Hammond Federal Courthouse, which is just about a block or two up from my original location. Business wise, it was financially a better decision to remain in the courthouse and close the other location. Also, because it was a starter place for you. So right now there is another business inside of where my cafe was. So you go through the program for the next level program, and then they use that space so that people can have their start, because one, you know, of the issues with small businesses is, you know, finding a place. Mm-hmm. And so they kind of have a turnkey for you. So right now there's a person who sells loaded potatoes in the location. And so, you know, it's a way to get started.
Yeah,
so it was the same for me.
Launchpad, really,
yes.
For those businesses, and I think that's excellent. So you're located in the federal courthouse.
Yes, I am located in the federal courthouse in Hammond, Indiana, at 5400 Federal Plaza, Suite 2400. Currently, I am closed for daily lunch service, but typically when we are open Monday through Friday. We do soup, salad, sandwiches, baked goods, catering. I've done holiday events. So I don't really have a limit. I tend to tailor a menu and meals to my customers.
And I would imagine closing is due to what's going on with the pandemic and restrictions.
Just needing to pivot like every other place. So what I've decided to do is focus more on being in a company where people can use me as an outsource for their desserts. So I have a few clients where they buy my cookies and brownies and they sell them at their location.
Do you prefer desserts over savory food, or, you know,
yes,
what kind of food?
So
do you like?
I, when I started in culinary school, I took more the savory course. And then I received a scholarship to go overseas. And so I studied in France for a 3-month program. And my internship was at a chocolaterie in Bretagne, France. And after that, I never went back to say, well, I do savory now, but I fell in love with pastry. And so pastry is more of my passion. It's more intensive for me. It works with my brain. I did that. I stayed in Europe for 6 months. And then when I came back, I got my first pastry cook position, which transitioned into a pastry chef position, and then eventually moved to Chicago. And that's how I ended up in Gary.
Well, I think it's excellent to know that we have a French trained dessert chef right here in the region. If you're looking to get your French pastries, that we know where to go.
I may be able to whip something up for you.
And so you're doing then mostly catering and outsourcing, right?
Yes. You can find my products now at Third Coast Cafe in Chesterton, Indiana, McGowan and Sons in Valparaiso. I will be starting soon at Jay's Breakfast Club in Gary, Indiana, and also at two little coffee cabin locations, one in the Highland Mire and the other one at the EC South Shore train station.
Oh, well, excellent. I live in Munster, so I go to that Highland Mire all the time and pass by the coffee cabin, so I will definitely stop in there.
Okay,
too.
Great. Yeah, the products will be there for you.
Good. And so what have you learned, I guess, in these past 4 years of, you know, being on your own and starting your own business that would be helpful to a new entrepreneur?
Number one is don't be afraid to ask for help. In my mind, when I started the business, you know, my family isn't here. So I felt like I could only ask my friends for so much. Then after a while, you're just out there on your own. And so, or mentally you are. So, you know, I ran the business, did all the food prep, took care of the books. I know nothing about accounting, but I did all that. And so after a while, you know, people were like, you know, you have to be okay with staying in your lane and finding people who know how to do the things that aren't your strong suit. And so working on the business and in the business can become very overwhelming. And so although I still do both, I have begun to delegate tasks to other people who know what they're doing in those areas. So definitely utilize outside sources to get as much help as you can, and maybe take things off your plate so that you can focus on the product that you have. Because I do say that now, 4 years later, I'm like, okay, now we have to figure out how to really build your brand, really get your name out there. And I think if I had let go of some of those other tasks sooner, maybe I would have done that sooner. So, but everything's a process. So definitely utilize resources. Don't be afraid to ask for help. It doesn't mean that you're not capable of doing it. It's just not meant for you to do everything.
Right. We're all not meant to do all things all the time. It's good to have a team around you who can support you and build you up.
Yes, definitely.
Now, I've seen, speaking of your brand, that you have like a 20s like woman who looks like she's kind of from the 20s. She's looking over her shoulder. What inspired you to do that logo?
You know, I wanted a logo for the business, and I love cafes, cafes, coffee shops, anything like that. I also like if I go into a cafe and it's that old retro, you know, look. So the woman I came across, she reminded me of the woman with the, you know, the fist, and I didn't quite want that. So the original picture is not what you currently see. I had a friend of mine, Kirsten, make it look more ethnic, like, you know, it gave it a little more, something more like me. So she added the coffee mug because I'm selling coffee. It's a cafe. She has a tattoo on her arm that says Dean 1229, which is my grandmother's middle name and her birthday and the day she passed. It represents like this sassy, it's almost like a classy photo, but she's got a little sass in her, you know? So I think I'm classy with a little sass.
With a
little sass. So, yeah, I like everything about it. So, yeah.
I see how that logo is a reflection of you. Definitely. And so what, I guess, what do you see for the future of your business? Do you want to go, you know, hoping that it goes back and you're back in your storefront, or are you hoping to get back to maybe that mobile food truck?
So with my mind, it is all of that. So I would like to get back to the food truck. I like the interaction, meeting people, being able to, you know, hey, here's your coffee, you know, have a good day. That friendly interaction is important to me. So I do want to get back to the food trailer, get that going. It also allows me to move around. That was my original thought behind it, is I'll have a food truck, you know, get it coded to fit California, and I can go from here all over the world if I so choose and continue working. And I had a plan, you know, for all that, how it would function in different states. So will I travel as much? Not sure, but definitely being able to move around. And also, I feel like there's a different level of creativity oftentimes you can have with the food truck. People are more likely to be more, they're usually more daring. At least I am, I guess, with the food truck. I'll try the random, crazy titled items that they have. And so as a chef, a lot of times I think we're trapped into the cuisine of the type of restaurant, you know, that we're working in, their theme, or what the people want. And so the food truck says to me, freedom to do what you want, reach a larger group of people, you know, with the variety. I can serve my mom's best dish as well as, you know, a five-star looking dish, you know. So it's just, it's the freedom that it has. So definitely for me, I want to get back to the food truck and also continue to build in the baked goods and pastry area to service other restaurants and cafes.
Now, you mentioned your mom's food. So do you have some family recipes that you...
I have some. Yeah, I have definitely some baked goods. My mother, sorry, Mom, she doesn't enjoy cooking. But
mine
I didn't know
neither.
That until high school. But I have recipes. My grandmother has a chocolate pie recipe that our family holds dear. So that's something that I occasionally do, but it's something I do want to push more and sell that. And I've got aunts and family members. Like, I have some of their recipes that I do use. Cousins, anyone. And a lot of times I may do a play on them and just, you know, throw out a name like, oh, this is, you know, Bill's caramel sauce cake or something, you know. So I enjoy those comfort foods. I'm from Louisville, Kentucky, so I still have some of that Southern, you know, heritage in me. So I like comfort foods, just things that make you think of home or family and gathering. And so those are the types of foods and cuisines that I like. So that's what I want to share with people.
And so how can people find you? How can they order food or get something catered?
They can contact Stella V Cafe, area code 219-802-5009. You can leave a message if we are not available, or you can email us at stellavcafe@gmail.com. That is stellavie@gmail.com. Also, we're on Facebook and Instagram at Stella V Cafe, and that's STELLAVIECAFE.
Thank you, Virginette. It was a pleasure speaking with you today.
Thank you for having me.
And thanks for joining us this week on Neighborhood Voice. You can find resources to build a better business at nwibizhub.com. This show is made possible by Legacy Foundation, the Community Foundation for Lake County, Indiana.